Welcome to Signs of Life, exploring survival of consciousness. Brought to you by Forever Family Foundation. On the web at foreverfamilyfoundation.org.
I call your name. The echo is haunting. The echo is always the same. I call your name. The echo is haunting. An echo can never be changed. So I call your name.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Mediums and Messages on Signs of Life Radio, brought to you by the Forever Family Foundation. I'm Joe Peretta, and I'm your host for this evening. We'll be taking your calls live on air in just a minute to bring through some messages from your loved ones in spirit, so give us a call here on the show at 1-888-627-6008, and if possible, try to use a landline phone for the best reception. Our sponsor tonight is Hugs from Heaven, turning loved ones' clothing into loving memories. And you can visit them on the web at hugsfromheaven.com. And we spell that H-U-G-Z. Our guest medium tonight, which I'm super excited about, is Rebecca LoCicero. And she will be joining us in just a few moments. But first, as always, I have some quick updates. Our next event coming up is the Summer Grief Transformation Retreat in Chester, Connecticut. It was featured on the Netflix series Surviving Death. It's a really special all-inclusive weekend of like-minded people and experienced facilitators coming together to share, learn, explore, and discover. This retreat is being held in an intimate center in a rustic setting. It's in the woods in Connecticut. Very beautiful. I do it every year. And it features a combination of small breakout sessions and general presentations, all designed to open your mind to the reality that there is life beyond physical death. This retreat will be limited to a maximum of 50 people, and smaller breakout sessions will further enhance the overall experience. And you'll get to spend the weekend with yours truly, if that excites you in any kind of way. And then we also have a Netflix series out called Surviving Death. I'm sure most of you have heard about it already, but if you haven't, please go ahead and check that out. Aside from being an amazing look at the evidence for the survival of consciousness, the Forever Family Foundation and its founders, Bob and Frank Ginsberg, are also heavily featured in episode 4. And lastly, there's a book out by the founder of Forever Family, Robert Ginsberg, and the name of the book is The Medium Explosion, A Guide to Navigating the World of Those Who Claim to Communicate with the Dead. It's a really great book, and it gives you an inside look at mediums who've been tested and certified and what that process looks like, and also what to watch out for when choosing a medium for yourself, which is super important. And for any other information you might need, please visit us on our website at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. Okay, so let's get to our show. We'll be opening the phone lines in just a few minutes, and we look forward to taking your calls. But first, let me introduce our guest. Our guest medium tonight is Rebecca LoCicero. And she is not only one of the certified mediums with the Forever Family Foundation, she's also a published author of 2 books, one called Living with Messages from Heaven, and also the other called Adventures in Manifesting. Rebecca is an energetic healer, and she's certified in Reiki as well as several other modalities. She's also a pastor, counselor, and we're always happy to have her back. I know I am. Hi, Rebecca. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello, Joe. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I do love to be on this show. It is so much fun. And when you have somebody that, you know, you can dive with, you are such a great host.
We really
appreciate you being here. Of course, you know, we miss our previous host so much. She was wonderful.
Oh, we love Doreen.
Shout out. but yes, happy to be here. January. Nice and cold up in New England.
Yeah, I was going to complain about New York, but I'm sure it's much colder where you are.
Oh, you better not. I had snow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no snow here. Just very frosty. So we have a few minutes to chat. So before we get to the show, I wanted to ask you, I'm kind of hitting you with a hard hitter question today.
Oh, no.
But I know that you'll have a good answer for it. That's why I'm asking you.
Okay. So okay, I was not prepared for this.
Oh, no. I promise you, it's nothing too crazy. But if you sitting with someone going through grief, especially someone who's really never lost anyone, you know, close to them, or really never been in grief before, and you know, suddenly find themselves in grief, what's one thing you find important for everyone in grief, but especially, you know, first-time people, to know? Like what would, you know what I mean? Like, what do you usually tell people? What would you like them to know going into it?
Honestly, the first thing that I do share with people who are experiencing grief on levels they've never felt before is that they are justified.
Right.
It is so important to, you know, cry when you have to cry and hurt when you have to hurt. I would worry more about somebody who, you know, is going through this and may not be handling it in an appropriate way. You know, and I just feel that there's no rules. So if somebody wants to cry or scream or be mad or whatever grief step it is they happen to be on, I always tell them that they have every right and all the permission in the world to feel what they're feeling and that they're not alone.
Oh.
They're definitely not alone. I've had some people who, you know, they come and it gets to the point where sometimes, especially if it's that first one or that close, you know, immediate family or immediate friend, the shock of it too, and that reality of it, where they have to come to some understanding that they're okay now.
Right.
The fact, I also share with them that being outside of the body gives their loved ones peace.
Mm.
And it's a peace that we can't understand,
right,
still in this body, but they're free from that limited mind thought. And even though they come through in true personality a lot, you know, they still, there is a peacefulness. And I think we worry where, like, oh my God, where are they?
Right.
Are they okay? You know, I didn't get to say goodbye and they were in pain. Were they hurt? I get that a lot. And, and peace. You can feel what you want to feel and know that they're at peace no matter what you feel.
Right. And I think that, honestly, I do think that helps a lot of people just to know that they are okay. You know,
yeah.
I've heard so many people in reading say, you know, it's funny because, you know, Rebecca, I know you do the same thing that I do and all of us Forever Failing Mediums do,
yes,
where we're always trying to give as much validation as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes I feel like spirit wants to like hit me because I'm always like, all right, well, tell me your name and then tell me this and tell me that. And then at the end of the reading, some people will say, well, you know, is my mom okay? And I'm like, oh my God, I forgot to tell him that she's fine. You know, like sometimes people want to hear that more than, you know, she used to
wear a blue car and they, you know,
right. Yeah, and, I mean, right. That stuff is important to reinforce the message, but sometimes, you know, people just want to know that they've arrived wherever they're going. Okay. And that they're, and that they are okay. So
yeah.
I do think that that's really, that's the point, I think, of even giving the validations. I mean, they're great. They're, you know, it's a fun party trick to, you know, have your someone's grandmother come through and tell them, you know, what they ate for lunch yesterday. But at the end of the day, it's really more about the messages, as I'm sure you know this, obviously. You and
yeah.
I know this.
Some people need both. So everybody's different, but absolutely, I often forget to say that they love you. Because for me, every word
it's
from there is love. They are love.
Right.
So for somebody to say, I love you, is kind of like, it's weird almost.
Right. Well, I think from the medium's point of view, it's like, well, duh, of course they showed up today, like bridge the gap between the here and the hereafter to tell you like what you ate for lunch yesterday. Of course this person loves you. But you know, we take it for granted that people have like the same experience, I guess, mm-hmm, that we do. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, we live a very different life.
You know what else I get a lot, but it's unspoken. And I think that between this conversation between you and I and allowing our listeners to hear might benefit people because it doesn't come up a lot in readings.
Right.
How about those people who really want to know, are they mad at me for what they now know I've done?
Right.
Have they learned? Spouses, I sometimes can feel off of the client sitting in front of me,
mm-hmm,
maybe not like a psychic detail as much, but just a like, do they know now, you know?
Right.
Sometimes you'll get, I'll get maybe like a daughter sitting in front of me who will say, you know, is she upset at me? And I'll be like, why is she upset? You know, and maybe it's because of an abortion situation,
right,
or, you know, a dating situation or a moving situation. And it's very important to always, I think, know that you know, we're not, I'm not perfect. I don't know about you, Joe. I'm not perfect.
I certainly am not either.
And when some people die, I kind of sit back and go, ooh, now you know.
Huh. Right. You know, oh, you
all
know,
right.
I said that.
All
you
right.
Know,
I can't keep that secret from you right. No more. So
you know what? I've never had anyone come through and say, oh, now I know that they, you know,
never
did this and I, you know, I can't care about them or I don't love them anymore. It's I think the perspective is so much bigger when we get to the other side that all that stuff just doesn't really matter. Yep.
But the clients themselves, I think they need to know that there's no judgment in heaven. If they ever say that, it's like there's peace, they don't have judgment, they're not judging you, they understand why. When they understand why, that's why they have peace. So it's like a whole beautiful circle. But that's a reality, right? Like that's like one of those unspoken things that Rebecca just said out loud.
Ooh. Right. Yes.
Love it. It is.
You know what, too? I wanted to, I know I asked you the question, so I will also ask myself the question about, you know, what I would let someone know. And what I really think, like, I mean, maybe this is just for me, it was sort of the most important part of ever grieving about anybody, but it never really ends. Do you know what I mean? Like, you're never going to stop loving that person and missing them and yearning for them and caring about them. And I think that a lot of people, especially people who have just lost, you know, that it's their first time really in grief, in a deep grief, whether it be, you know, a grandmother, a son, a daughter, or whoever, doesn't matter, a pet. I think, especially in our society here, you know, in America, like we're always trying, I mean, the world really, I think it might even be human nature to sort of avoid pain and fast forward through it.
Move on, swallow it, pick it
and
up, smile through it, all that other crap.
Like you can't, you're never going to be the same person that you were. Like you're, you know, it's, you're different now. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's like you said, you have to feel what you know, are feeling. There's no, but I don't think there's a point where it stops. And I feel like that's what people who've never really been through it before kind of imagine. Okay, well, I'm going to wake up one day and I won't be grieving anymore. And it's like, all right, well, maybe one day you will wake up and, you know, you won't have trouble getting out of bed, but there's always going to be some element of it. And I think if you really love someone, there should always be that element. Because then if you didn't, if you didn't feel
it, I love
anymore,
that you said it changes you.
Right.
Because it does. It energetically changes you as well. I mean, you know, we live on a day-to-day basis with human beings and energy links and soul families and all those kinds of connections. And then, you know, all of a sudden they're gone. It's like you do miss, there's a physical component to that as well. So you are different.
Right.
So,
and for anyone listening out there, if you are, you know, sort of a first time griever here, or you're new to that whole process, it's okay to feel what you got to feel and just know it's not going to feel this bad every day forever, but it's not, I think it's easier to start to begin to deal with your grief when you can kind of look at the whole picture and you're not, I guess, deluding yourself and thinking, okay, you know, this is going to go away one day. And it's like you always say, I've heard you say this to many people at grief retreats before, that it's like cyclical. It's like a circle. It's not a linear thing. I've heard you say this so many times, and it's so true. Like it's, I think
it comes around and you don't expect it.
Right. And you know, you could be fine for months and then all of a sudden something brings it back up and you have a couple of, you know, bad days, and that's what it is. It's,
and that's okay.
Right. And I think it's just a testament to how much you love a person. I, you know, my guides gave me this really good thing. I was actually kind of talking about this last night. And I knew I was going to ask this already. And then it came up at a dinner and I was like, well, this is the universe, obviously. Spirit kind of, you know, supporting this.
No, that's okay. People need to hear this. This is,
oh my God. Can you believe
awesome.
I just forgot what I was going to say? that's so terrible.
Well, it came up at dinner. So,
oh my goodness. I feel like this is like spirit trying to tell me to shut up and get to the readings. All right. Well, to my list, the listeners, I apologize because I literally just completely forgot what I was
doing.
That's
okay. When that brain bump comes back, you can shout it out for sure.
Oh, and before I go to the phone lines, I forgot to mention the dates of the retreat. It's July 15th to July 17th. It's that weekend, the Connecticut retreat that I mentioned. Okay. Well, Rebecca, thanks for a wonderful conversation and my brain malfunctioning.
No, I love it. It's great.
Okay. So you're ready to get to the phone lines?
Yeah, I think that would be good.
Okay, great. So for anyone listening, if you haven't listened in a while, we are commercial free now. So that gives us a bit more time to take calls. And before we do take your calls, if you get on the air, I'll call out to you by first name and you can let us know if you'd like to have a connection with spirit and Rebecca will jump in and do a reading for you. Or if you have a question for us, we are more than happy to take those as well.
And can I just throw in too, because yeah. I always mean to say this when I come on and do the mediums and messages. If they have a question and they also want a reading, they can start with the question. And that does bring through a loved one as well.
Yeah, we can answer a question quick.
You can say both, I guess. If you know, that's just my opinion. Maybe I'm breaking the rules. I don't want anybody upset.
You know what? I might add that to the list. If you know.
But I would answer a question. I'm not going to not answer a question just because you want to hear from your loved ones. I think
right. You won't be punished for being curious. Correct.
Right.
Okay. So our first person, we have Michelle from New York. Michelle, are you there?
Yay. I'm here.
Hi. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Good. So did you have a question or did you want a reading or both?
No, I would like a reading, please.
Awesome.
You got it.
You're up.
That's what I would say anyway. But you know, hi Michelle, how are you? Michelle from New York.
I'm good. A little cold, but I'm okay.
That's all right. I understand cold. Soul, New England sister here. This is what we've got. Michelle, I immediately have two grandparents coming through, and I think I have two grandmothers. Please hold on one moment. Can you just say yes or no if you have both grandmothers crossed?
No.
No. Is mom's mom crossed?
Yeah.
Thank you. I feel like I have mom's mom coming through, and I feel like she's standing next to a younger male.
Mom is crossed. Mom's mom is alive.
Oh.
Dad's mom is crossed, but I don't know her. Never know
her. Okay. I just got to go above and beyond what you've said just so I know. Are you telling me your mom is crossed?
Yes, my mom is. I thought you said my mother. No, my mother's passed, yes.
Yes, okay, but your mother's mother is still here?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't kill people, so don't worry. We're good to go, okay? But what I am feeling very strong, though, then, and I am going to have to say, I don't know if you knew a great-grandmother, but I have two women coming through. So if this is mom, that it's going to be her grandmother, because I need to have the two women together. It seems important to me. I also feel like they have to talk about Sundays. Am I talking about like this day of the week, Sundays? Is this something that you and your mom had as a ritual? Because they're making me feel like Sunday is important.
It's not ringing a bell at all, no.
Okay, so to me, I feel like I need to also say that there's a younger man that's standing with your mom, and I feel like this may be not a family member. I hear the letter J for female. Is your mom connected with the letter J?
Letter J.
Jean, Joan, Jan.
My uncle Eugene, Gene, we call them Gene.
Gene, is this mom's brother?
Yes.
Okay. Is Gene living or deceased?
No. He's passed.
I don't know which one. He passed as well. So when I tell you that I feel like your mom is standing with a younger male, would you understand that I feel like this may be the Gene? Because I don't know if he crossed younger or if it's just the way I feel it, but I do feel like now the three of them are standing together and the messages come through a little bit differently now. So collectively, I feel like your mom is showing me that you are a beautiful woman, as if she's trying to tell me she's watched you grow. So I don't know how long she's been crossed, but she makes me feel like there's been immediate transitions with you and that she uses the number three as well. So for me, it would be three kids or there's three of you. Do you understand that? Do you have three kids?
I may understand it, not as far as people, but I might understand the three, yes.
Okay. And then when she tells me that Jean is with her, she makes me feel like her world is complete. Like that may have been something that she was looking for or longing for to be connected to. Do you understand that? Like it was a healing moment for her.
Yes.
Good. Okay. So forgive me with the dogs. I just ran and shut the door because, you know, dogs are fun. Just means that your spirits are in the house with me. Now, when I think of your grandmother and I think of your mom, please understand that they again come down and they tell me that you seem to have had some transition. And she says the number three again and almost like congratulations. I'm going to say Sunday again. Maybe it's something you're doing right now, but there's a Sunday tradition. She won't stop saying that. And then I feel like I want to say much, which could also be the three.
Much?
March, the month.
Oh, March. March.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So dates for me would be birth dates, death dates.
Wait, March 3rd? March 3rd.
That's what I wrote down.
Yeah, March 3rd is the day my daughter's father was killed.
Okay, so let's just say there are no coincidences when Rebecca is talking. And if I'm going to drop in a fourth person for you really quick on the phone, knowing that I have to make sure that I'm like, you know, fair to spirit on the airwaves, by all means, I do believe that your daughter's father is trying to come through if he's going March 3rd and they're giving it to me in that order for you.
Okay.
And to me, I have to tell you, I feel like your mom puts her arm around him just to quickly let you know that she's taking care of him as well, as if he's her son. So I don't know if they bonded or not, but she does seem to have some sort of compassion for him. I think it's important for your daughter to know that her dad is with her grandmother.
Okay.
And peaceful. And don't feed the mediums. You didn't have to tell me he was murdered. That's our job.
He passed away, I said.
Oh, you got it. So when the last thing that I wanted to
say,
did
I say that? Did I say he was murdered or did I say he passed away?
Yes. Oh, no, I heard you say, was he murdered?
Yeah.
Okay. I think you said it. I'm just ethical and honest. I got to call it out as it is. We can't, you know, there's a lot of like, that's kind of like Bob's book, you know, with the medium explosion. One of the things about us mediums is we tend to call out the truth all the time, you know? And yes,
I just thought the third was the day he passed away.
Nope. That's totally okay. That's totally okay. No, that's okay. I just know that you're dealing with a very honest organization. That's all. And that he is coming through and your mom is giving peace. And I do feel like he is probably making sure to let you know. Like, I almost feel like he wants your daughter to know that he's okay, but you don't have to do what dead people tell you to do. So just give her a big hug.
Okay. Absolutely.
You have a great day, Michelle.
Thank you so much. You too.
That was a lot to bring in one quick first reading. Woo woo! You go, girl.
It was. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in, Michelle.
All righty. Bye bye.
Have a good night. Thanks. Okay. Next.
Hey, Joe. Let's bring four in for one person.
Listen, you hit the ground running, my friend. It's very you.
I didn't have control of that.
No. Okay, so we have next up is Mary from Georgia. Mary, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how are you?
Hello. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Good. Well is good. So did you want to have a reading, a connection to spirit, or did you have a question for us?
Well, I kind of have a question, but would like a reading. Is that okay?
You can hit us with both, yeah.
Okay, well, I just... A week ago, I had an experience that I felt like my mother passed through me, you know, like not just, I was filled with her spirit. I was just sitting doing nothing actually. And a memory in time came through so strong that I felt like she was with me. And it was only a split second. I wonder if that was real, I guess, if that was really her, because I felt like it was her. I could smell her and feel her.
I'm hearing it was real, and not to steal Rebecca's thunder here, but I kind of feel like I'm hearing from spirit about like a birthday or something like right around now. So I don't know if that was, I don't think it's your mother's or yours. It feels like it's like somewhere else in your family. And I feel like because of the, I don't know if it's like a brother or like a brother-in-law, like it's like somewhere there. She just said like that's why she was around so strongly, because there was like an occasion.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay. No, I get that. It was I have three nephews that had birthdays like almost right in a row.
I knew it was a man in the family. I just wasn't sure.
Yeah.
Perfect. Gotcha. So, all right. Well, I'll turn you over to Rebecca, but it was definitely your mom.
Okay,
so you're not crazy.
You're
welcome.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, Mary, I love that. And I agree with Joe wholeheartedly. I'm going to tell you something that I heard recently that was very cool. A lot of people talk about when their loved ones die, if they are with them, that they often feel a rush of spirit go through them as their loved ones die.
Yes.
And I recently read an article online. I forget where it was, about how obstetrician doctors have felt that rush of life and energy when babies are born.
Oh, wow.
Go through
That's
them.
Interesting.
Right. So It's coming in and going out. So if you're, and right. So I see no reason why, if you're sitting there and it's a special day and your mom can send you that wholehearted energy straight through you for you to know that's her, that is phenomenal. Your mom to me is coming through very strong. But can I ask you, Mary, is there a husband crossed?
No, my father, though, my dad has.
Are you married?
And yes, I'm married, and my husband.
Okay, very good. So. The only thing that I want to say is that I think that I may also be picking up, and I understand your father is crossed also, but I feel like your mom was pointing to somebody and then pointing and showing me your husband. So can you tell me if there, and I don't worry, I don't kill people. That doesn't, not my job. God
right.
take it or whatever it is, you know? But I do feel like there's a brother coming through.
Yes, I have a brother who passed. Yes.
Thank you. But your brother is coming through to say hi to your husband.
Okay.
Were they friends?
Pretty much. Yeah.
Okay. Who's like Ricky or Richie?
Ricky. I'm trying to think.
That's okay. I feel like it's one of the gang.
Okay.
I don't need to speak to your husband. I'm not trying to get you to bring anything through for him, but I just need you to know that I feel like there is your brother in the room, but I feel like he is also connecting with your husband. And then I feel like there's another friend or friend mate, Richie, that's in the house also with you. So I don't know if your husband's like in the man cave trying to work on something and all his peeps are coming in to say hi to him, but there's definitely a direct connection to that. For your mom and dad to come through together is so cool. They glow.
Okay.
You actually had parents that loved each other.
Yes, I did. I really did.
I don't want to be weird about that, but if you've ever, like, you know, met other people.
Right. No, they did. They really did.
Yes. Your dad is telling me that he said that on a daily basis, his heart would glow at the sight of your mother. Did your mom cross first?
Yes, she did. And he mourns her every day.
Correct. He tells me he's surprised that he's saying to me, to tell you, he's funny the way he talks to me. He says, for me to he's like, tell my daughter. I'm like, okay. He says that he doesn't often connect with you directly. He seems to send signs through other people to you. Does that make sense? Almost pennies were his sign, somebody might pick up a penny and go, here, this is for you. You're not going to find the penny. Somebody's going to give it to you.
Someone else.
And then he says that he will always be your lucky charm. Did he smoke?
Yes, he did.
Did he smoke unfiltered?
I'm sure he did in the early days, yes.
Okay. I have lucky strikes. He's showing me lucky strikes. Thank you. So to me, whether they're filters or not, he's just showing me that he was a smoker and he absolutely loved it. There are no cigarettes in heaven, but he is showing me smoking. So I would say, as much as you may have felt and smelt the beauty of your mom going through, your dad is like, I'm not going to connect with her. I stink. So it's funny to me that he would put it in that way. Can you tell me who's connected? I understand. Hold on. Your dad is saying that he is standing with your brother, so there's peace.
Okay, I understand that, yes.
No, and I know you understand, and please forgive me for repeating it, but your brother is now saying, yeah, there's peace. So it's almost like this was absolutely... I need you to know that there is no animosity in heaven and they are like literally hand in hand and it's okay.
I understand.
So dad must have been mad.
Yes,
he's like, dad's not mad anymore.
Good.
I'm sorry for speaking over you. I hear you saying yes,
no,
but
no,
at the
that's
same
okay.
time, Okay, your people are just very, very fast. Can you tell me where the letter K comes through, like K Kevin or K Kenny?
K? Yep. I'm trying to think of a K.
Okay, no, if you don't know right away, I'm probably not getting it right. If that's not right away, don't get stuck on it. I like things right away.
Okay.
Is this like a husband's friend? Again, I feel like your husband is in the garage and your brother is out there and another friend is out there. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does. Yep.
Okay. So I think that might be like the Ricky or the Key. There's something about that K sound I'm trying to figure out. But okay. Because we're on the radio, I don't have enough time to really like sit and explore it. It's more important to me that your mom and dad let you know that their love transcended. Wow.
Okay. Aww. That's great to know.
That was really a cool word.
Yeah.
Yeah. She waited for him.
I believe that. I truly believe that. Because when he left, he...
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say when he died, he seemed to die in peace. There was no begging to
Did he die
you know,
in like
alive.
A rocking chair? Was
no,
he,
but
did
he
die
sat
in
a... He sat in a recliner all the time. And, you know, and it was a rocking recliner. So, yeah.
Okay. I just feel like he's sitting in the rocking recliner and he's going, I could just die here. And I'm like, okay. And that's why I asked.
Right.
So, not unusual
you know what
for
I
our dads. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I often think of him sitting in that chair. And he used to say, there was a song, A House Is Not a Home. And he used to say, unless, you know, there's a chair and it doesn't matter unless someone's sitting there. He would always repeat that to me. So I think
okay,
that
Mary,
was truly him telling me. Yeah.
I think what I'm probably trying to tell you is to go play that song.
I will.
You promise?
I definitely will.
Okay.
Yes.
You add that to your playlist. You get that playing tonight before you go to bed and you let him hug you.
I will. I will definitely do that.
And he loves you.
Yes, I did. A lot. I missed him very much. Okay. He was my lucky charm.
I believe it. Thank you,
yes,
Mary.
Really
thanks so much, Mary.
Oh, thank you.
Good night.
You too. Thank you so much, too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Next,
I'm
up.
A little stuck on that transcending love.
Oh, well, that's...
I don't use that word very often. I'm a little like emotional.
Oh, well, that's
can you imagine loving somebody so much here that love can transcend into a place that is made of love?
I know.
Like love on top of love. That's like a double fudge chocolate fudge frosting fudge with chocolate chip cake.
I haven't eaten dinner yet. You're making me very hungry.
Oh, sorry.
No, I want ice cream for dinner. Okay, so next up we have Kathleen from New York. Kathleen, are you there?
How are you?
Hi, how are you?
Can you
hear us
me?
Okay? Yes.
No, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. You're good. Okay, so
thanks.
Kathleen, did you want to ask us a question or did you have a, did you want to make a connection with spirit?
A connection, please.
Awesome. All right, Rebecca.
Hi, how are you, Kathleen?
Hi, Rebecca. How are you?
I feel like you have a mom coming through.
Okay.
Do you have a mom in spirit?
Yes.
She makes me very calm. I'm finding it very interesting that she picked me to read for you this evening. Like, I am much more, I don't know, I'm like a 45, she's like a 33. She's talking about music and records. Do you understand this?
Yes, uh-huh.
Do we have like a Victrola for her or something? She loves you so much, I don't even know how to talk. Can she call you Cat? C-A-T, Cat? Hey, Cat?
Yeah, it's a lot, yes.
Okay. And she feels like she wants to call you on the phone. So we're also phone friends, she says.
Well, we spoke every day on the phone, 9 o'clock
every
in the
day.
Morning, every day.
I cannot, that is not, you know, I will be the first to say everybody has a Michael, everybody has an Elizabeth, everybody's dad read the newspaper, everybody's grandfather was in the media. Not every mother and daughter spoke on the phone every day. And yeah. And your mom wants you to know that that was something so important to her. Did you have a player piano also?
We had a piano. I'm not an expert on pianos. I think it was just a stand-up piano.
Okay. In my mind, it's one of the ones you pump with your feet and it plays its own music rolls. She's telling me.
That might have been in my grandparents' home.
Okay. But she's telling me that she cannot play piano. So she doesn't know why the piano's there.
Right. Well, that's the funny thing. We had a piano in our home that my grandmother, believe it or not, got from the bank. You know, when you used to put money in the bank, they used to give you
and they gave her a piano. And I feel like we can't get rid of this. Do we still have this piano? Because, you know.
My brother has it now.
Okay, thank you. Because she's trying to make me feel like this piano is important. So in some way, it carries a beautiful vibration of your loved ones. Can you tell me where I would hear the name like a Donna? Dory? Dottie? I have a D-O connection.
Is she connected to my mother?
You know what? I don't know. It could be somebody living or somebody crossed, but I feel like I'm trying to say Dottie or Dorothy or Dora or Donna, D-O.
I knew a Dottie who was, she used to work with my husband. She was older, an older woman, but she used to work. That's the only Dottie that I think I know.
Is your husband in spirit?
No.
Okay, good. I don't know why that would come up like that. And I'm going to say no. I mean, I don't want to try to make it fit if she was a friend.
My mother did know her. My mother also knew Dottie.
So that would make more sense. And then can I ask you, did this Dottie come up recently or something? Or did you see her family? Because I feel like she's waving in a very, I don't want to say Shirley Temple kind of way, because that's kind of weird to say. But she's waving like that, like, hi, like a little girl. I don't get it.
No, I haven't seen this woman in years.
That's fine. That's fine.
She worked in a store in our neighborhood, and that was pretty much it.
All I know is that she thinks of you as this little girl, and she's like waving at you as if there were like a troop of girls. So if I think Shirley Temple, I'm thinking like a dance school or a theater or something like that, that I feel like she's bringing up as she's standing with mom. That's all.
Okay.
By all means, if you can, again, like just the last reading, I said I was telling her to go listen to a song on purpose. I just feel like your poor brother. I wonder if that piano just plays music all by itself sometimes, because that would absolutely be your family coming through. Honestly, I think that your mom did a beautiful thing for me. She had me slow down for you. I almost feel as if her energy was very fast, very go, go, go. I feel like your mom got everything done that she wanted to get done. She doesn't feel like she missed a thing. And she tells me that you are calmer and you are more methodical in your methods and what you do. And she admires that. And she says, thank you for all you did for her. She was definitely a scattered mom and you were her stable brain. And she thanks you for that. There was so much so fast, I feel like she says. I feel like she's saying so many things went so fast. Technology went fast and the house went fast and this went fast and money went fast. And she feels like you were able to help her get a grasp. And probably not just you, but she does say thank you.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. You didn't go unrecognized, Kat. She also shows me the month of December, and then I have to move on. I know that my host with the most is telling me to get going, but I do feel the month of December also in a connection there. Do you understand that in some way?
Not really.
Okay.
We don't have any birthdays in December. Nobody
can. Okay. There would be birth dates, December. Death dates, or anniversaries. Okay. Well, I thank you so much.
Thank you.
You have a beautiful night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay. Thanks, Kathy. Bye. Have a good night. Okay. Next up, we have Azin from California. Are you there?
Hi. Yes, I am here.
Hi. Did I say your name right?
Azin. That's okay.
Azin. I thought it might have been Azin. I wasn't sure. I'm sorry. Okay, Azin.
That's okay.
So did you want to make a connection with spirit, or did you have a question for both of us?
I'd like to make a connection with the spirit. Thank you.
Great. Okay, Rebecca, you are up.
Okay. Azin, that is such a pretty name, just so you know.
Thank you.
And hello. Azin, I feel like I have a male who would be a peer to you coming in, and I feel as if he is giving you a kiss.
Oh.
So I feel like I have somebody who would be in your age group. Is this a cousin? I don't feel like I'm a brother. I don't feel like I'm a husband or a boyfriend. So it's somebody who crossed under 30. I need to say Joe.
Joe. No, doesn't ring a bell.
And who would connect with, could it be Joe? They said Joe. Azin, as much as I want to feel connected to you, I have a split, which means I'm definitely going to read you. You hang on the line, but Joe, I'm bringing through one of your friends.
Okay.
I feel like I'm bringing through somebody who crossed under 30. I think they may have been responsible for their own crossing.
Okay. I got to think about that one. I have a few.
Okay. Sorry about that. Definitely somebody who was on some psychotropic medication, because I don't feel like they made a sane decision.
Okay.
I feel like it was a decision where they were probably self-medicated, and I do feel like you know their family. Is this a cousin?
No, not a cousin.
Okay.
You know what, Rebecca, I'm like pulling like I'm acting like I'm not a medium, and I'm going completely blank because I wasn't expecting you to read me.
No, I didn't think I was going to read you either, but I'm going to read Azin, and I want to read her without your dead people getting in the way, but I don't have control of spirit.
I'll text or call you after. We'll do it after.
Okay. Which is totally fine. I just need you to say yes.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Azin, I'm so sorry.
No,
there is there's a particular, and even when I said Joe again, and I said it was one of his, I felt it differently. When I connect with somebody, I tend to, I feel like I'm inside your heart, and then I feel like you're inside mine, and that's our loved ones connecting us both together. So I felt that with Joe and not you for a moment, and I want that with you. Okay.
No, I appreciate that someone was so persistent to get through the line.
Thank you. Thank you. Azin, do you have sisters?
Yes, I have one sister.
Okay. And she is living, correct?
No.
It's a sister you've lost?
Yeah.
Azin, can you tell me that this is exactly who you wanted to hear from? And
well,
is mom with her?
I wanted
her?
To hear from my mother. Yes.
Yeah, I was just going to say, is mom with her?
Yes.
Can I make a funny joke? And don't get mad at me for saying this, but I feel like your sister and your mom are competing.
It makes sense.
And I am so happy that you laughed. I needed you to laugh at that. I needed you to laugh and understand that true personality there. Your sister was like, I'm the one she wants. And then your mother stood up really tall in front of her and almost hid her behind her shadow and was like, are you sure about that? And that's why I said, is your mother there with her? The theatrical energy between these two women is hysterical.
We were quite a trio, the three of us. Yeah.
I can imagine. I can imagine. Who comes through with the letter M as a name? So my Mary, Marie, Maggie, who's this? Memory? Mary? I want it to be Mary, like M-E-R-R-Y. I have a friend who spells it.
I do have a friend named Mary who's living.
That's okay. Isn't that weird? Okay. So do I. I don't know why she's getting brought up. We'll just take that as a hello. Maybe your sister or mom are trying to bring her up to tell you that she's a good person. Because I feel like she is. Mm-hmm. No coincidences in conversation. Can I ask you if your sister was sick?
Sick?
Sick.
Yeah.
When somebody crosses, to me, there's all death is traumatic, for sure. But there are traumatic events, and then there are illnesses. And to me, your sister is telling me that she had an illness.
Yeah, that's correct.
Thank you. And did she cross before? For your mom?
Yes.
Okay. That to me brings this incredibly beautiful, you know, that's a healing and a connection for your mom and your sister to come through. Kind of like Joe and I were saying, you know, they're okay. They're together. And sometimes we forget as mediums to tell you that we see that they are okay and that they are together. And it's almost like your mom's saying, don't worry, I'm keeping your sister in line. And your sister's like, don't worry, I'm keeping your mom, I'm keeping mom sane, or I'm pouring her a drink. That's what I heard. So I don't know if we're pouring wine or having a toast to her, but it was definitely a situation where the two of them are, again, competing for you. They're competing for your attention through me, which is hysterical because I know we're on the phone and I get that.
Beautiful.
It is so cool. Can I ask you if the color pink is important? Pink. Is somebody pregnant?
No.
Okay. Pink. Is there a baby in heaven too?
No.
Okay.
Not somebody who gave birth, no.
No, that's okay. I have pink all over the place. Is this a color, something important? Did you just paint something pink? I'm Pinky Tuscadero. I don't know exactly what this is. Pink.
I'll think about it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay. I think it's girly. I think it's pretty. I think it's perfect. I almost wanted to say, did you bury mom in pink?
I actually, I don't know if there's a room to ask a specific question. So
sure.
Just to give a little context. So my mother passed away almost two years ago, and she was in Iran, and I was not able to go. It was just when the COVID struck, and then she passed away with COVID, and I was not able to be there or attend that. And she was also quarantined in the hospital there. So there's something that for me is like a point of like an extreme sorrow is that I wasn't there for her, and she didn't have any family or friends surrounding. And it was very unexpected as well. I mean, not unexpected, but it happened really fast.
I've heard this. Azeen, I'm so happy that you said it for all of the people who are listening as well. COVID has caused and I'm sure Joe, you understand this too, all of us mediums do, it has caused a rift in how we deal with grief like that. If you were supposed to be with your mom when she crossed, you would have been. That's a number one. Where she died and where she was, I think for some, is this what we would call her homeland?
Mm-hmm.
Did she go to visit her home? Okay. Because I feel as if.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. I feel as if what your mom is trying to share with me is that there was no better place for her body to leave her, for her soul to leave her body than her home. There seems to be a great peaceful release for her. Almost like a comfort zone. I'm not saying that she wasn't happy in, was she in California with you?
So before we, this? We're immigrants. So I'm in California with my, we first migrated to Canada, so Vancouver. And okay. So she was in Vancouver, and my sister's her resting place is in Vancouver. And my mother gotcha. Always wanted to be there with her. So that's a part also in addition to everything that.
And you know what, Azine, I can promise you, especially just through this short reading, your mom and your sister are together. 1,000 billion million percent. Where their bodies are do not matter. I do feel like your mom telling me that she did feel as if she was at home and it made it for a very peaceful crossing for her. I think maybe where her roots were, where she came from. So she says to not worry about that. And if I have to be funny, I think they buried her in pink. Is there something about that? Is it a traditional thing?
Well, in Iran, they have to abide by Islamic law. So bodies are wrapped in a white shroud, and they're buried. So I don't know if there's any pink involved.
She was properly wrapped in a shroud. She says everything for her she had, she would not have had here or Canada. So again, she says, don't worry for a single minute. She said that she was so comfortable in her surroundings. And as far as COVID, I don't think she was quite a fan. So I don't know who is. And not being able to get to her and her not being able to get home, that is out of your control. And that is not something you should let weigh on you. It is not yours to feel guilty or grief over that part of it. You can love her and miss her. COVID caused grief to have like an earthquake in the middle of it for people who lost their loved ones and couldn't be there. And my heart and my compassion go out to you. Just please know through this reading, your mom and your sister together, and your sister kind of wanting to be number one, if you don't mind.
She's so
you have
thankful.
A great day. Like.
Thank you so
have
much.
Have a great night and think about them and, you know, just let them hug you.
Will do. Thank you very much, Rebecca.
Thanks for calling in, Azine. You have a good night.
Thank you. You as well.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, Rebecca, we're like just about out of time. If you want, we could try to squeeze in one more reading, but it's got to be like really, really quick.
Nah.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather, I think we would be okay to maybe share in the last minutes that we have for mm-hmm. some people about that COVID. Do you have, so I'll give you, I'd like to share like one quick story. And then there's a lot of people who are, they're having a very hard time with that. I had a All woman. Right. She was married over 40 years. Her husband, who she never slept apart from, got mm-hmm. COVID. Excuse me, as I cough. mm-hmm. She had children. When her husband got admitted to the hospital during COVID, none of them were allowed in.
Right.
And of course, the nurses did use, you know, the iPhones and the FaceTime and all of that.
Right.
This woman rented a van and her three children slept underneath her husband's hospital room for the last 3 days of his life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just can't imagine what that must be like for somebody who has that kind of a connection where if they can't be there, they have a hard time, not just grieving the loss, but trying to be forgiven for not being there with them.
Right.
And sometimes I fall very short as a medium trying to give them a good answer.
Same. It's hard to really answer that.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Have you come across that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've read, you know, being in New York, I read so many people who, you know, lost people from COVID and right in the beginning and they weren't able to be there and they have all this guilt. And, you know, it's all you could really do is just kind of let spirit speak for themselves and just show them that they're okay. And there's really, unfortunately, no way to kind of make up for that. They weren't, not that the person on the other side is mad, but, you know, you're always going to kind of feel bad that you weren't there because you didn't get that closure either. And it does add a different, mm-hmm. I shouldn't say it makes the grief worse than someone else's, but it definitely adds another layer for sure.
Yeah. Well, we can't compare grief, so that's all right. But right. Not just another level, but I think not only are you sad and not only would you feel, you know, have I heard people say they feel so much guilt, but then on top of that, if they try to heal it or rationalize it, it turns immediately into anger. Right. And I think that's why I was saying, let's talk about this for a minute, because what I've come across is, it's the step where I bring through the validation from the loved one. So they know that the loved one's at peace and they can hear the understanding of how, you know, like Azine's mom, she's like, I was in my homeland. I had my homeland rituals. This was perfect.
Right. Right. Yet, exactly.
Then, you know, I hear now like the woman who lost her husband with her, you know, with her children and when they were underneath his window. For her, she just got mad. So right. Her grief and her guilt for not being there turned into anger right. And not just towards COVID, but towards like society in general. And I think that, you know, I don't know if it's compassion or sympathy, but it's not easy for me. And I'll admit that as a medium, that's a hard one.
It is. I mean, this whole situation is very hard for everyone.
I'm learning.
But, right. And you know what? I think that's, as mediums, we're always learning from spirit. So that's
yes.
Good. We're doing the right thing.
I think that's good for the listeners to hear too, is that, you know, us as mediums, I don't want to say that I feel like I fail or I fall short, but if somebody is grieving because of a COVID loss like that, where they couldn't be there and they're angry because of the situation, I get it. I don't know what to do for it, but I get it. And they're not alone.
We'll all get there together. I think that's that's the point of this whole thing here on Earth, right?
Yeah, our journey.
But anyway, Rebecca, I just want to thank you so, so much for being on the show again. You are the best. And if any of our listeners would like more info about your work or about you or to schedule a reading, is the best place to reach you on your website?
Yeah, RebeccaAnnLoCicero.com. And you know what? Really, just go to the Forever Family Foundation website. Go to the list of certified mediums. I'm in Connecticut, so, you know, I'll do virtual sessions, no problem. If you can get to me in Vernon, I have a home office I have. And just go to my website and see what's going on. Things like this. I post everything I can. I'm kind of old school. I'm Facebook only. Just letting you know.
Well, everyone will find you. Well, Rebecca, thank you so much again for coming on. And I'd also like to thank our listeners for being with us tonight. And we do hope that each and every one of you find your way to healing. And we invite you to go to our website, again, at foreverfamilyfoundation.org. And tune in next week at 8 p.m. Eastern Time for Signs of Life Light. So again, thank you so much for joining us. And I'm Joe Peretta. If you'd like to check out more of my work, you can visit me at my website at joeperetta.com or psychicmediumjoeperetta.com. Or you can look me up on Instagram at Joe Peretta, which is really more of a personal account, but I do post my events and when I'm going to be doing stuff on there, so you could check that out. And in the meantime, I'd like to wish you all a very wonderful evening. And always remember, our loved ones are just a heartbeat away, and one day science is going to prove it. Good night, everybody.